fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hail, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come, Silver! Let go, Repulse! I am Silver!
Ben Hoffman's face was tired and streaked with sweat and dust as he approached his small cabin at the edge of his homestead land.
Sakes alive, Ben, you look tuckered out. Come in here out of the sun.
Yes, I figured I'd come in and sit for a few minutes, Mary.
A few minutes, my eye. You've done enough work for one day.
No, no, Mary. I've got to get back and finish that fence.
You sit down here. Yeah. I'll get you some drinking water. Fence can wait until tomorrow, can't it?
Nope, I got to get her done. The crops are beginning to show. Be just like them cattlemen to drive their critters across our land. I got to finish her.
Better to lose the crop than to work yourself to death. Here, drink this water and take this cloth and wipe your face off. I do declare you...
Seems like the sun's a lot hotter out here than it was back home. But it's first rate. First rate. We're going to have a farm here that'll turn up the finest crops I ever saw. Good drinking water, too. Where's Jessie?
She went over to town to get a few things from the store.
Mary, I bet our corn will grow 10 feet taller in this soil. I never broke such ground. And as for potatoes...
Just a minute, Ben. I think Jessie's coming.
Oh, boy,
Hey, what in tarnation ails that girl? She shouldn't ride that horse so hard in the sun like this.
Dad!
Jesse, what's the matter?
That horse is lathered.
Of course it is. Oh, I rode as hard as I could. Dad, it's the cattlemen. They're in town, and Lige Newton is talking them up to trouble.
Oh, that Newton, the ornery troublemaker.
They've already told Jim Hastings to clear out.
But he's homesteading, and he's built a house same as us.
Just the same, they told him to get out. Oh, Dad, they can't do that to us, can they?
Not legal, they can't.
Ben, that's Baldy calling from over by the shed.
He was in town this morning. He's probably heard about it.
Baldy! I was looking for you to help me with the fence.
Boy, since I got back from town, I've been busy packing up my gear. I'm shoving on.
Well, you mean you're leaving us?
Baldy, you can't quit now. You promised to stick to harvest if I gave you a job.
I decided I wasn't cut out for farming.
You're scared, that's it. You're afraid there might be a fight with the cattlemen.
Maybe so, Miss Jessie.
Is that it, Baldy?
Well, I'll tell you, boss, I don't hanker to push up the sod at my age. Country around here's always been cow country, and the cowmen don't like the homesteaders.
But why not? We don't take up much land. There's plenty of land on all sides for range.
I figure this should all be open range.
Yes, but the government...
Men like Newton cleared this country of redskins and made it safe. They won't stand for interference from the government any more than they did from the redskins.
Oh, they are.
Hush, Jesse.
They figure they fought the redskins to hold their cowling. If they got to fight the new homesteading laws, the homesteaders and the government to keep it, they'll do it.
That's what Newton was telling the men in town.
They'll be fighting and shooting. Likely some killing. And I don't want to be in on it. That's all, so I'm shoving on.
Well, suit yourself, Baldy.
I aimed her. And I reckon I'll get going quick. I see some cattlemen heading this way.
Oh, Dad, look.
Looks like Lige Newton is heading a committee to call on you. Adios, Hoffman. Good luck to you. You'll need it.
Doggone it.
Ben, what'll you do? You can't handle this place without a hired hand.
Well, let's wait and see what those cattlemen have to say.
I can tell you what they'll have to say, Dad. The same as they told Jim Hastings.
Aren't you gents off your range?
We're calling as a committee, Hoffman. Got a few words to pass on to you. Maybe Baldy has already told you about our plans.
So you talked to Baldy?
Yeah, that's right. Here's the point, Hoffman. We don't want any trouble with you. We'd hate like blazes to show any violence. But around these parts, you can't fence land.
Who can?
Nobody.
If I don't fence it, your cattle will ruin the crops.
Can't be helped, Hoffman. Your fence has to come down. You got water on your land.
Well, what of it? There's plenty of water all around.
The cattle on the range has been using the same water holes for a good many years. We don't aim to have the water fenced off by unwelcome sod busters that move in where they aren't wanted.
I got this land from the government. It's mine.
There used to be redskins that figured the same way. We chase them, Hoffman, and we'll chase you. Now, do you take down that fence, or do we?
I'm hanged if I'll take her down. I know my rights.
Boys, take the fence down and burn the rails that have been split.
You can't do that.
Sorry, Miss Jessie. We've got to watch our own interests.
You take that fence down. You so much as touch a hand to it, and I'll start shooting.
Go ahead, boys.
I thunder you.
Len, don't.
Gun down, Hoffman.
Like thunder.
Oh, damn.
You shouldn't try to gun me. You ladies better take him inside and bandage that arm. Tell him he'll be hurt worse the next time.
You wait. You'll pay for this. You'll be sorry.
Steady. We're taking down your fence, Miss Jessie. You folks are smart. You'll move out of this territory. Get up there. Come on.
From the top of the hill, the Lone Ranger and Tonto saw the work of destruction at Ben Hoffman's line fence.
More trouble, Tonto.
Ah.
That man's land is plowed. He has a crop showing. Now he's going to lose everything.
And there's nothing we can do.
Oh, yes, there is, Tonto. It's about time the cattlemen were taught to leave the farmers alone. Come on.
Get them up, Silver.
Throw those fence rails in a pile and set fire to them. We'll burn every foot of wood the old man split. If he wants to build another fence, he'll have a job on his hands.
We'll move him out, Lige.
Burn his house now while we're at it.
Come to him.
Hey, Lige, look what's coming.
Who are those horsemen?
One is masked and the other's a redskin.
Hey, boys, hold on. Stop your work and get together. You gotta see what's coming off here. Just who are you, mister?
What's the idea of that mask?
What are you doing? Getting rid of a homesteader?
That's right, stranger. You want to make anything out of it?
Who is he?
The name is Hoffman. Now, what do you want here? What's the idea of the mask?
Has Hoffman proved up the land and been granted it legally?
Mister, as far as we're concerned, there's no such thing as legal homesteading. What's more, we don't like strangers. I'll shove on.
You're the ones who will have to shove on. You're trespassing on private property. You've broken down a fence.
What?
You'll have to get off this property.
Well, I'll be hogtied. Say, stranger, just who do you think you are?
That doesn't matter.
You're working for Ben Hoffman?
I'm working for all homesteaders. It's about time you cattlemen learn that they have the law on their side.
The law? Well, listen to him. Sheriff Perkins is welcome to try to jail us any time he pleases.
Yeah, just let him try.
That's an idea. Now get going. And spread the word that the law has come to Stony Creek.
Mister, we aim to tear out this fence. Unless you're ready to back your play...
I'm ready.
Hey, and me got two guns.
Want to make a play for your gun?
Now listen.
If you stay around, you're going to get a dancing lesson.
You're taking on a lot, mister.
Oh, fine.
Lige, you hurt?
No, he's not hurt. I just clipped a heel off his boot. Get up, Lige.
We'll shove on, mister, for the time being, but we'll be back. We'll be back to finish our job on the fence, and we won't stop with that. Come on, boys. Wait till the rest of the ranchers hear about this.
Now you pick some plenty good, King Masabi.
There's going to be a lot of trouble, Tonto. We'd better ride over to the house and let Ben Hoffman know what's coming. Owens,
get him up, Scout.
Go, fella.
Mister, we saw what you did down by the line fence. Oh, it was wonderful.
Why, the man is masked.
Masked or unmasked, he's wonderful. Do come inside. Dad wants to speak to you.
Easy, steady, big fella. And I want to speak to your father.
Our name is Hoffman. This is my mother, and my name is Jesse.
I'm very pleased to know you.
My husband was shot in the wrist.
Come, Tonto, I'm going to need you.
Say, what's that mask mean?
Well, Hoffman, there are more important things to discuss. I think I brought matters to a showdown.
You sure have. Dag nabbit, we were licked to start with. Those cattlemen wouldn't have stopped with tearing up a fence.
Those cattlemen have got to learn the law.
The law? They make the law to suit themselves.
It's the same in every community that's been open to homesteading. Here, Tonto, we can work with the tools Hoffman has on his porch. I saw them as I came in.
Work? What do you mean, work?
You're going to need help here, Hoffman. Lots of help. Here, Tonto, pry the bullets out of some of my cartridges. Here's a couple to start with.
Me do it.
Say, those are mighty bright cartridges. You mind if I look at one?
No, help yourself. Here's some more.
What are you going to do?
We've got to take the powder out of these to make room for a message.
You mean you're going to put a message in every one of these cartridges?
Yes.
What are these bullets made of?
Silver.
Silver?
Gee.
The men who receive them will know who sent them. They'll know the need is urgent.
Now, here, one bullet already.
Thanks, Tonto.
If I didn't have this bandaged wrist, I could help pry the bullets out of them cartridges.
Tonto and I can manage.
Just what are you going to do?
We're going to show the cattlemen that law has come to Stony Creek.
While Ben and his wife and daughter watched, the masked man and Tonto extracted the bullets and powder from a number of silver cartridges, inserted a message, and then replaced the bullet. While they worked, the Lone Ranger told Tonto where the bullets were to be taken. An hour went by, and then 10 minutes more.
There, that'll do it, Tonto. While you're delivering the cartridges, I'll ride over to Grant's Pass and see Judge Porter.
Who's he?
The circuit judge. I don't think he's ever come to Stony Creek. Ben, you'll hear from us very soon. And if the cattlemen come to make trouble, don't try to resist.
Look! Look over there!
Cattle!
It's a stampede!
I knew it! I knew it! The cattlemen are running their critters right over my land! Look at them!
Oh, Ben! Ben, they're on our field!
That's the end of all Dad's plowing and seed.
The dirty polecats, the snakes! Look! Look at that cattle! It's being driven right towards my crops!
Now listen to me, all of you. Watch those longhorns. See what brands or ear notches they have. We want to know whose cattle they are.
It don't matter whose they are. It's the end as far as I'm concerned. Let me get my gun. I'll shoot some of these critters anyhow.
No, no shooting. Do as I say. Find out whose longhorns those are.
Look at my land. Look. It's torn up for keeps.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Ben Hoffman's carefully tilled and planted fields were completely devastated by stampeded cattle, and Ben had received notice to move out of the region of Stony Creek.
Sit tight, Hoffman.
Sit tight. What's there to stay for?
Tonto and I are going to do a lot of riding in the next 2 days.
In 2 days, our house will be burned.
The cattleman gave you a week. Let them think you're getting ready to move. Tonto and I will be back before the week is up. Steady there, Silver.
So where are you going?
I'm going to get Judge Porter. Tonto's going to distribute the silver bullets we prepared. Get going, Tonto.
Get him up, Scout.
Easy, big fella. Adios. One silver.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode hard in opposite directions. The masked man headed for Grant's Pass, where he hoped to find Judge Porter, and Tonto for the first of several men who would recognize the silver bullet. The Indian rode all night. He stopped at each ranch only long enough to rest and give his gallant horse a breathing spell. Then he was on his way again, stopping at ranch after ranch to leave the silver bullet and the message from the masked man.
Come on, Scout! Get him up!
It was Saturday night, 5 days after Ben Hoffman's crops were ruined. Most of the ranchers and their help were in the Stony Creek Cafe when Sheriff Perkins came in and rapped on the bar for attention.
Boys! Boys!
Well, what's the matter, Sheriff? You look like you were on business.
I am. Stop serving drinks, Joel. I got a bill of complaint signed by Ben Hoffman charging trespassing and destruction of his property.
Well, what's there to laugh at?
Hey, it's the masked man. I've been waiting for you, stranger.
Go for a gun, I'll smash another heel. The sheriff just announced that he has a bill of complaint. The arrests are going to be made. We're going to hold court right here.
Well, it's supposed to be a joke?
No, it's no joke. Come in, Judge Porter.
I reckon most of you critters have heard of Judge Porter. Been circuit judge for a long time, but this is the first time he's come to Stony Creek.
Inasmuch as this is going to be a court, I'll have to ask you men to maintain silence.
Get right over behind the bar, Judge Porter. Use that for your bench.
Hey, I've heard of Porter. I don't like the looks of this.
Too scared of him. No matter what he says, he can't back it.
Quiet, please. This may appear to be an irregular procedure, but you'll find that the decisions of this court are binding. I declare this court in session. And from now on, anyone who wishes to be heard will address me.
What is this, anyhow?
Who are you?
I'm Lige Newton. I own the Bar Inn.
Oh, yes. You're one of the defendants. I'll warn you and everyone else that there's a fine of $20 for contempt of court.
Judge Porter, afraid you're undertaking something too big.
Jeff, the masked man who brought me here explained the situation in this community.
Yeah, I'm thirsty. Let's throw the judge out.
Watch it, Newton.
Newton! I fine you $20 for contempt of court.
Yeah? Well, you try and collect it.
Very well.
It's about time we brought in Judge Porter's deputies. Morning, men.
My deputies have been handpicked by the masked man who brought me here.
Hey, that's Bat Masters and Dick Wyatt.
Oh, Jake, it's Harv Lennox.
Boys, these men are all lawmen. The reputation's as long as my arm.
Judge, you just tell us when you want action.
That man wants to argue about a $20 fine.
Oh, he does, huh?
No, I'll pay. I'll pay.
That's better. Now, Sheriff, if you'll read the names of the men who are charged with the destruction of property, we'll line them up, look them over.
Lige Newton, John Peasley.
The appearance of lawmen whose reputations Darwin, had spread far and wide Bart brought a new kind of order to the Stony Creek
Jake
Cafe.
Martin.
There were no sneers nor grins on the faces of the men who lined up facing the judge.
So, you're the men who rode roughshod over a poor farmer. You don't look like that kind of men. What have you got to say for yourselves?
Your Honor, can I speak?
Go ahead, Newton.
Maybe we destroyed crops, but Dad ratted, the homesteaders are spoiling the range.
Yes.
You know very well there's more rangeland than you could possibly use. The time ever comes when you're short of rangeland. The government that protects the homesteaders will protect you. It's about time you learned the seriousness of what you've done. I could fine you. I could throw you in jail. But I'm not going to do either. I'm going to give you men 2 weeks.
in which to rebuild the fence you tore down, replow the Hoffman land, cultivate it, and plant new seed.
Me help that sod buster?
Not on your life.
$20 for contempt of court.
But Dad rat it, that's not fair.
$40.
$40. Hand it over.
Oh, gosh, what are we in for?
You've heard the sentence of this court. Is there going to be an argument?
Well, Your Honor, you spoke of a fine or jail. How long will we go to jail for?
10 years.
10 years.
Well, boys, I don't hanker to argue with the kind of law that's come here. Me, I'm going to do some plowing and fence building.
The next day, much against their will and with a lot of grumbling, the cattlemen reported to Ben Hoffman and started working. They finished repairing the fence and crowded into the house for the noonday meal. While Ben watched, Mary and Jesse passed food and kept the plates refilled.
Say, some of this is food I never ate before.
No, we growed it all back east. Mary preserved it.
Well, it sure is a change from beef and beans.
Here's some pie when you're ready for it.
Well, we earned it, by thunder. Got that fence all done.
Boys, when we come here tomorrow, I'm going to bring some of the stock from my place. Then I'll show you how to travel over the job.
By sundown, the cowmen had the knack of handling Ben's crude farm tools, and they began to find enjoyment in the new type of work. Ben watched from the porch, unable to believe his eyes.
Oh, Dad, isn't it wonderful?
Yes, I can't believe it, Jess. Mary, look at those men. I declare they're working like all get out.
Yes, Ben, but look over yonder on the hill. That masked man is watching them like a hawk.
Yeah, so he is.
And those lawmen is sent for are still in town to back Judge Porter's ruling.
Yeah, just so.
But I wonder what'll happen when the masked man and the lawmen leave these parts.
Fellas leave for ranches now.
Yes, Toto. They've done a good job for the first day. I wonder if they'll return tomorrow.
The ranchers and their men did come back the next day and the day after that. They became more and more interested in the task of breaking up the sandy loam, dragging it until it was smooth, and planting seeds.
You mean to say this here is all the seed it takes?
Just put 3 of those seeds in each hole, that's all.
And they grow up to be corn?
Uh-huh.
Like what we ate this noon?
That's right, Red.
Doggone, I can't believe it. I gotta see it for myself.
Well, wait, hold on. Hey there, Jake.
Yeah?
You keep that line straight. You want this field to look like a hound's hind leg?
Of course.
Keep them rows straight, you hear?
Watching from the hill, the Lone Ranger was pleased to see that the men became more and more enthusiastic and took increasing pride in the long, straight rows they planted. Several more days went by. Sunset found the work completed. The fence had been rebuilt and whitewashed. The fields that it enclosed were smooth and clean, without a trace of rocks or weeds. The seeds were planted. Newton and his companions stood near the gates surveying their work with pride. The Lone Ranger was at the porch.
Well, I never saw a finer looking field in all my life.
You should have a great harvest, Ben.
All but for one thing, mister. I wonder what's going to happen after you leave.
We'll soon know.
Oh, you mean you're leaving now?
In a few minutes. Toto has gone to town.
Those lawmen are still there, aren't they?
Toto's bringing them here. When they arrive, we'll know what the future holds for you.
What do you mean?
We'll know whether or not the ranchers are going to let you live in peace.
Well, look over there.
Horseman.
It's the Indian in the lead.
Yes. Let's go and join the men at the gate.
I do want to say goodbye and to thank them for what they've done.
Go ahead, I'll follow you. I've got to get my horse.
I'm tired, too, but we done a good job.
Yeah, I can't believe Hoffman did all this. Just one man. Oh, we tore it up. I sure hate to see it torn up
everywhere we done. Aye, there comes the Hoffman folks now. Yeah. How's it look to you?
Oh, Lige, you've done a beautiful job.
Say, there's just one thing I'm worried about.
Hey, what's that, Red?
You sure the season's long enough for them crops to come up?
Oh, yes, yes. There's plenty of time.
I'm glad of that. I sure hanker to see what comes of our work. I can't believe them little seeds could grow up to vittles like we've been eating this week.
Well, if I do say so myself, that strip I worked alone looks better than all the rest. Oh, here comes the masked man. Hi there, mister. Take a look. Does that suit you?
Yes, it's fine. But I wonder how long it will stay that way.
Well, what do you mean?
There's some horsemen coming.
Hey, boys, look. It's them lawmen, them out-of-town lawmen that backed the judge.
No, they're coming fast, too.
They're heading right for the fence.
They're on their way home. This field's a shortcut for them.
You mean to say they aim to ride across that field?
They don't like to go around fences.
Well, this is one fence they'll go around. Boys, get your guns out.
Please, please don't have any shooting.
There won't be unless those critters start it.
Be careful, Lige. They're pretty tough men.
I don't give a hang how tough they are. Rein up there, you sidewinders. Rein up, you hear me?
We aim to cross that there field. Open the gate.
You better aim at something else. We just got this here field all planted. No one's going to tear it up.
You heard what Newton said. We're backing his play.
You're doggone right.
I aim to see them crops come up. And I'll shoot the man that tries to spoil them.
That's the talk, gents. By thunder, I reckon you men will do.
Well, yeah, well.
Then you're going around?
Yep. We're going around.
Better get going.
We aim to. As soon as I speak to that masked man.
Well, thanks for coming.
That's all right, partner. What I told you a long time ago still stands. Anytime I can help you, you just send for me. The same goes for the rest of
you. That's right. Sure.
When Tonto brings the silver bullet, we're always ready to back your play. Come on, boys.
Silver bullet. Great Scott, boys. Now I get it. That mask
Come
man.
Come on, Tonto. Hoffman's farm is going to be all right.
Hey, wait. Wait, mister. You can't ride away yet. We've got to show how much we've...
Come on, fill me up.
Gee, Dad. We owe everything to that masked man. And there he goes.
Well, I reckon there's no way we can hold him, Jesse.
You sure can't.
I wonder who he is.
Mean to say you don't know?
No.
Sakes alive, the minute I heard mention of the silver bullet, I knew who he was. He's the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.